Chevra, I feel that over the last few days in my own personal life, everywhere I turned, everything that was happening was giving me one chizuk, one type of chizuk. Yesterday here in DRS, we had our open house. Open house for prospective students, 8th grade students. You see all these little kids, little boys walking in. And Rabbi Friedman turned to me right at the beginning and says, Rabbi, imagine all the budding Talmidei Chachamim we have in this room. Imagine what could be. Imagine the future. And at an open house, there's a strong sense of hischadshus, a new beginning. It's exciting. It's new. Checking out what the possibilities are, where my future can be. A real strong sense of hischadshus, a real strong sense of freshness and newness. Last night, I had the schus to be by a chasana. Eliyahu Melon's older brother, alone, married Rabbi Natan Farber's cousin, Yaakov Mordechai's sister, George Bienenfeld, and at the chasana as well. At the schus, I'm at the chasana. I try always when I'm at a chasana, I'm zoicha to be under the chuppah and at a bracha, and I looked into the eyes of the chasana and the kala, and there's such an exciting sense of hischadshus, exciting sense. A new beginning, excitement, aspirations for what's going to be. This past Shabbos, we're mevorach in Chodesh. When you're mevorach in Rosh Chodesh is coming. I don't know how many of you, Rabbi Eli Portel knows exactly what I'm talking about. I've been by the Rebbe's mevorach in Chodesh, Rabbi Spiegel's mevorach in Chodesh, Rabbi the Schus to Davin. When he's mevorach in Chodesh, you feel it. You feel a new beginning, a hischadshus, an excitement for a new month. And that's really Rosh Chodesh itself. We're coming upon Rosh Chodesh, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, Abal Linton, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Thursday, Friday. Rosh Chodesh is hischadshus, a new beginning. Every Rosh Chodesh is a new beginning, a new world. That's maybe why Rosh Chodesh is the very first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael. Gave a different idea this past Thursday night, but perhaps the very first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael, we know is Rosh Chodesh, the first rational of Torah, asks maybe we should start the whole Torah HaChodesh Ezeh Lechem. Because if we look at the Torah as primarily a book of mitzvahs, we should start with the first mitzvah, HaChodesh Ezeh Lechem, Rosh Chodesh. Why is that the first mitzvah? Why is Rosh Chodesh the first mitzvah? There's so many inspirational mitzvahs. Rav Leibowitz shared over the Shabbaton a story about how perhaps Shabbos is the most inspirational mitzvah. Perhaps learning Torah is the most inspirational mitzvah. You just start with something very inspirational and fundamental. The first mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh, it's very nice. Some of us dress up a little bit. But maybe that yisod of hischadshus. When there's hischadshus, when there's a new beginning and the feeling, so we put in a tremendous amount of hislavas, we put in a tremendous amount of passion, we push ourselves to the farthest we can in our learning, in our davening, when there's hischadshus. The beginning of a marriage, it's exciting. We're acting we're on our best behavior for sure in how we're treating our spouses. Halavai, it should stay like that. Beginning of a new month, beginning of a new zman. So maybe that's the lesson of Rosh Chodesh, hischadshus. When there's hischadshus, lemaisa, we put our all into whatever it is that we're doing. Even over this past Matzah Shabbos Sunday, it was a yahrzeit, a very close Talmidim, Talmidot, Barbara Goldsmith's yahrzeit, her first yahrzeit. She was dealing a lot with that, Matzah Shabbos Sunday morning. That as well, in a certain sense, is as well a new beginning. It's chachos. The avelus is over. Doesn't mean chas v'sholom, it's time to forget. You remember, but hopefully with a new sense of not as sad, and with a little bit more only remembering the positive. It's a new beginning, in a sense. It's also a sense of hischadshus. So over the last few days, as you hear, it's hischadshus after hischadshus. But it's easy to have Ischachus at a Chasana. It's easier to have Ischachus beginning of a new Zman. It's easy to have Ischachus during Aser Shmei Tshuva. What about everyday life? What about this morning? The middle of November. Monday, okay, is a little bit the beginning of the week. Sunday, Monday. But still, Lamaisa, middle of Zman. How can we have the same sense of Ischachus, the same sense of excitement? I think, by the way, it's the lesson of this upcoming month. Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rosh Chodesh Kislev. For first of all, obviously celebrates Chanukah. And Chanukah was a Zman when we were in Golus Yavon. And we had Ischachus when we defeated the Yavonim. And we had Ischachus in the Beis HaMikdash. And Nuchanukas HaBeis HaMikdash. And there was a real strong sense of Ischachus. And Yisrael Zohar says that was the Ikr Zman of the second Beit HaMikdash from that point on. But it happened that his Chachos was right in the middle of the second Beit HaMikdash. It wasn't at the beginning. It was right in the middle. About Mamish, smack in the middle of the second Beit HaMikdash. So it was his Chachos Be'emtza. It was his Chachos in the middle. Here also, we're in the middle, we're already entering into the middle of the winter. And in the middle of the winter, Chanukah, which is the Rosh Chodesh Kislev, is preparing us for Chanukah. Chanukah is when, right then, it pumped during Chanukah, is when the nights start to finally get a little bit shorter. And in the middle of the winter, we have a sense of Ischachus. We're in the middle of something, but there's a Ischachus. I believe there's very much so. The lessons of Chanukah, the lessons of Kislev, is teaching us that even in the middle, we need a constant sense of Ischachus. How do we have that? So I was thinking about this last night. I was with a couple Tamidim, Yonis and Kadish, and Yoel Shraer, talking about these ideas. So how does one create? Meaning, it's so important. We understand the chashivas of Ischachus. How does one create Ischachus? So they suggested that it's important to constantly be taking upon new things. That every week we have to think, what am I going to be working on this week? What area of Avodas Hashem should I work on in a different way than last week? And every week, I could create a Ischachus. If it's not a natural Ischachus based on time, because I'm in the middle of a Zaman, I have to create this Ischachus. I thought it was a tremendous Eitzah. Taking on different projects to work on in different areas of Hashem, or even in my learning, an extra few minutes, a different Sefer that I'm learning for a few minutes, whatever it might be, creating Ischachus through my Avodas Hashem, of different Kabbalahs and different things I'm working on. To work on oneself and take upon a Kabbalah is not just for Aser Shmei Tshuva. And that way we can, when there's a little bit something new, it creates this chachos on the whole day. I remember seeing once, I read somewhere, Rav Nosson Tzvi, my Rebbe, that's out, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, he would often change the times he'd awake in the morning. He'd wake up in the morning. So he'd wake up on a particular day, 10 minutes early, 15 minutes early, a half hour early, a different time to create his chachos. So he'd feel that it's different. He'd feel that it's new. He'll learn 15 minutes extra in the morning that day and wake up early. And that would create a sense of Ischachus the whole day. So that's one way. We could create Ischachus every day. If we're creating some new ideas that we're working on, something that we're doing a little differently. But I thought there's an overall general idea I want to share of where Ischachus could come from constantly. You know, we're about to enter into the world of Yaakov and Esav. This week's this upcoming Exedra. The world of Yaakov and Esav. And Yaakov and Esav are obviously opposites. And they're mamish. Esav wants to kill Yaakov, and Yaakov has to run away from Esav. And when is it that finally Yaakov, is willing to meet up with Esav again? The end of Parshas Vayetze, many years later, he runs away from Esav, he gets married, he has many children, and finally he says, I can face Esav again. So the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayetze, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chafei, Vayihi kasher yolda Rachel as Yosef. When Rachel had Yosef, Vayomer Yaakov Olavan Shalcheini. Then Yaakov said to Lavan, send me away. I'll go to my place and my land. I want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. When Yoizer HaTzadik is born, and Rashi points out, based on a pasuk, Mishanolad Stonel Shal Esav. When is Yaakov willing to meet up with Esav? When his enemy, when that who could defeat him was born, Shenemar Beis Yaakov Eitz Beis Yosef Lahava. Yaakov is the fire, but Yosef is the flame. Who Beis Esav Lakash, and Esav is the straw. Eish Belo Leva Ena Sholet Lemerchok. When you have fire without a flame, it can't go and rule over something farther away from it. When Yosef was born, Yosef's the koyach to defeat an Esav. Yaakov is sure he could defeat an Esav. What is going on here? Yosef's a little baby. Yosef can't walk yet, can't talk yet, can't do anything. We're obviously not talking about a physical adversary. We're obviously not talking about a physical entity that can defeat an Esav. Obviously at this point, Yaakov Avinu is not concerned with the physical war with Esav. Although we see that on some level he prepares for that as well. But that's not what's holding him back at this point. What is the koyach of Yosef? As I once saw from the Helge Shem Shmuel, a very beautiful idea. He says, we could see in the name of anything the essence of the being. Our mahus, our essence, is found within our name. If we truly, deeply understood our names, we'd understand a lot about ourselves. We'd understand our kolchos. We'd understand our character traits. We'd understand our milos and our chesronos. If many times when I've gone to gedolim and tzaddikim and spoken to them and my children, my talmidim, they'll ask me if I call them by their Hebrew names, by their full Hebrew names. And by calling by full Hebrew names, it pulls out the kolchos within that person that needs to be pulled out. So what's the name Esav? The koyach of Esav that Yaakov's afraid of. Esav is from the Shoresh, from Asui. Asui means he's done. As we know, Esav physically came out a finished product. He came out all hairy and he was mature and he was like an adult. But that physical representation, b'chitzoinius, was who he was b'pnimius. That's who he was inside him. He was a finished, done product. He felt like, I have nothing, I don't need to work on myself. I don't need to grow. I'm done, I'm satiated, content in who I am. No desire for growth, completely complacent. The worst of mindsets. The worst of machshavos. That's what Yaakov was trying to stay far away from. I don't want that having any ashba on my children, on my wives, on myself. A feeling of complacency. Adam lama yulad. Our whole avoid is to constantly be growing, constantly be working ourselves, constantly becoming better and better. Yosef is born. And what's the shoresh of Yosef? Yosef is asaf. Yosef is to gather, to grow. When Yosef is born, comes along Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu says, okay, I'm ready to defeat an Esav. The koyach of growth, the desire to grow, to become more and more and more. That's what could defeat a Yaakov Avinu. A Yosef HaTzadik, who's always looking to grow, could defeat a Yaakov Avinu. And I think that's the mindset each and every one of us has to be, to have a constant ischachus. When we're in a state of growth constantly, as Yosef HaTzadik was, to defeat an Esav. When every day I'm looking to grow, every day I'm looking to be more. So every day is a new world, every day is ischachus. When does one have complacency? When I'm happy with who I am, and I'm content with who I am. So today's no different than yesterday, or the day before, or the week before. Because though I've accomplished, I did my 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, I'm now still in yeshiva, I've hit a particular point in my bodhisattva, learning's important to me, davening's important to me, but that's it, I'm good to go, I've hit that ceiling that I set for myself, the goals have already been accomplished. So then, how could there be a sense of ischachus? Today is no different than yesterday. I'm the same person. I'm not looking. But if I'm in a constant state of growth, if I'm Yosef HaTzadik, Asav, I'm looking to grow more. So today, it's a whole new world. Because it doesn't matter where I was yesterday. I have to grow up to become more. Today's a new day, a new beginning, a new world. It doesn't just happen in Elul. It doesn't just happen on my birthday. It doesn't just happen at my chasana. Every day I'm looking to grow. I'm in this constant state of ischachus. And when I'm always looking to grow, I'm in a constant state of ischachus, so every day is a new world, I'm going to put all my eslavas, all my passion into that. My world will be a different world. My life will be a different life. My avodas Hashem is a different avodas Hashem. And we need this ischachus. We're learning this year in Yeshiva Kedushin. Right now you're towards the beginning of Kedushin. I don't know if the Rebbe has the mindset to later do the Dapim Chavtas Lamed and those Dapim. Perhaps, probably, right? Can't not. It's too exciting, too much fun. So later, I'm sure, a second, you'll get to Chavtas and Lamed and the Sugyas of Kivareim and Pidyon HaBen. And on Lamed HaMebeis, it's a little bit, some beautiful Agadah mixed into these. And Lamed HaMebeis, so the Gemara there, famous Gemara, with Barasi Yetzara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, some Gemara is about the Yetzara, and the Gemara there says, Amre Yitzchak, Yitzro Shal Adam Mischade Shalav B'chol Yom. Our Yetzahara every day has his chachas. Every day our Yetzahara has his chachas. It's a new Yetzahara. The Yetzahara understands that if it wants to get to us, it has to be new every day, it has to be fresh, it has to be with different ploys and different ways to seduce us. If our Yetzahara has his chachas every day, there's no question that if we want to defeat our Yetzahara, we need his chachas every day. We need to come in every day excited and new, with passion, a new beginning, because I'm growing. Every morning I wake up in the morning, Maidani lifanecha melechai v'kayom shechazar to be nishmasi. I understand. What does that mean, shechazar to be nishmasi? Chazal teach us, every time we go to sleep at night, it's 1/60th of Misa. It's hard to understand exactly what that means, but it's 1/60th of Misa. What it means in the morning when I say Maidani, it means I'm a whole new world. It's a whole new beginning. Literally, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me back my neshama. I'm born again. Mam is a new beginning. It's chachos. It's chachos every day. Because I'm looking to grow, I'm looking to be more. It's not enough who I was yesterday. I had a call, Matzei Shabbos Kodesh, I picked up the phone. It was my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn. Rabbi Kohn, Mamish is a tzaddik, and every once in a while, out of nowhere, he'll just call me, just to give chizuk. Mamish just to give chizuk. He'll just give chizuk. I hardly get a word in. He'll just give chizuk. And I pick up the phone, I don't even hear Shalom Aleichem Arya, I don't even hear, all I hear is, it's not enough. It's not enough. I know you're doing. I know you're helping. I know you're for Talmidim, but it's not enough. That's how he starts right off. That's it. I don't even think a good vach. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's MS. It's not enough. He's telling me whatever I'm doing in my life, it's not enough. It could be much more. And if it's not enough, that means I need his chachas every single day. Every day I have to wake up. It's a new beginning, a new day to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, a new day to learn differently, to daven differently. Ribbono Shel Olam gave me a little matana on this. If you take the gematria, his chachas, it's 1,123. Exactly the gematria, Zeha Torah Tamima. This is the complete Torah. We want to be mashlim kol Torah kula. We want to connect kol Torah kula, both belimud and basia. His chachas, Zeha Torah Tamima. Because when you have his chachas every day, you put your all into it. Yigati imatzasi tamen. Without his chachas, I'm not yigia. There's no yigia. There's no amelus. When it's every day is new, every day is fresh, every day is exciting, Yagati Misasi Taman. So Bez Hashem is Baruch, even in this middle of this man, but as we prepare for Chodesh Kislev, which surely is Hischachos Be'emso Zizman, which be Zoicha every day to come in with excitement, with Hischachos, and therefore just accomplish the most we could accomplish every single day of our lives.